In this bulletin, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he needs the full support of state and territory leaders to progress an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Two people killed in a church shooting in the United States. And in sport, the women's tour down under elevated to the top tier. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says state and territory leaders are committed to progressing a referendum for a constitutionally enshrined Indigenous voice to Parliament. The PM held his first national cabinet meeting today, where health funding, the energy crisis, and fast-tracking targeted migration were on the agenda. Mr. Albanese says they need full support to secure the success of the proposal made in the Uluru Statement from the Heart. He says if the issue isn't addressed now, the reform could be at risk of dropping off.
It is something that's got to be progressed this year, this term, and that is why the support of the states and territories, of course, constitutional change requires four out of every six states, four out of the six states with a majority across the country in order to be improved. And that will be an important reform and an important moment for the nation moving forward.
New South Wales Treasurer and Energy Minister Matt Keane says he has been given temporary emergency powers to preserve the state's electricity supplies. The powers allow Mr. Keane to order coal producers to increase their supply of coal to electricity generators. The powers are in force for a month, unless they're revoked sooner. Mr. Keane says he met with the New South Wales Governor, asking her for the powers after advice from the Australian Energy Market Operator.
We're just taking a proactive step that will support us if there's issues with fuel security, if there's issues with logistics in getting fuel to the side of the generators. We want to make sure that we've got everything in our toolkit to keep the system running and make sure we get through this period.
The chair of the SBS board, George Savvides, is among more than 100 Australians who have been banned by the Russian government. Russia has published a list of 121 Australian citizens who will be prevented from entering Russia indefinitely. It includes Mr. Savvides, the ABC chair Ita Buttrose, academics, politicians, business identities, and journalists. In a statement, Mr. Savvides says the SBS board and management are proud of and stand by the coverage of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He says across all SBS services, including SBS World News and the SBS Russian and Ukrainian language services, SBS has provided audiences in Australia with strong and impartial coverage of the conflict. Mr. Savvides says it's a clear demonstration of the vital role of a free press within our democracy. South Australia's Premier Peter Malinauskas isn't troubled by being on the list.
Very quickly upon coming to government, my government has sought to do a number of things to send a very clear message that the people of South Australia stand firmly with Ukraine, as does every state and territory. And I'm just grateful for the fact that Vladimir Putin took notice. My heritage, Malinauskas, is a Lithuanian last name. And my family knows all too well the human tragedy that can occur in the face of unacceptable Russian aggression. And I'm very proud of the fact that my government's played a leadership role, and I look forward to doing that in the future.
A man has been arrested in the United States after killing two people and injuring a third when he opened fire on a small group church meeting in Alabama. The attack happened at an Anglican church in the Birmingham suburb of Vestavia Hills. The New South Wales Law Society is asking for COVID-19 court measures to be retained as more officers adopt the work-from-home culture. It's presented the result of a survey to the Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, indicating more than 90% of solicitors are asking to retain the flexibility to work remotely to improve access to justice. President Joanne van der Plaat says the society is hoping for relevant announcements in this year's budget, ensuring the gains are locked in.
There needs to be more investment in upgrading tech in our state's courts and in our custodial institutions. And I think, you know, next Tuesday's New South Wales budget is the perfect opportunity to do just that. Doing simple proceedings online allows lawyers to concentrate on providing best legal advice and advocacy, and it saves, you know, the community and the justice system money.
In cycling, the Women's Tour Down Under has been elevated to the pro-level Women's World Tour rank in 2023. The announcement of the race's upgrade to Union Cycliste Internationale status was confirmed during the body's management committee meeting. The women's cycling team will now ride with equal status and prize money to the men. The three-stage women's race will occur from the 15th to the 17th of January in South Australia. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.